Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry program. This is Dan, along with my very best friend and special partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. And double shalom to all the listeners tonight. And may God bless you and keep you in the palm of his very gracious right hand. Now let us glorify his holy name.
Glory to you, O Lord, our most high God. We honor you and your son, Yeshua, who is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you have redeemed us by your blood. Increase our desire to evangelize to the lost, those about to be left behind, to hear the good news, and may you till the soil of their hearts to receive you, our blessed hope. Until we meet you in the air, may the joy of our salvation sustain us, and may your light empower us over the darkness surrounding your people. Bless the listeners tonight. Protect the president, and may our lost loved ones hear what your spirit is saying to their souls. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, what can we say that you don't already know?
It's so heartbreaking to watch.
Just when the small businesses were starting to get back on their feet from COVID, bam, rioting in the streets, severely damaging stores, police precincts.
Yeah, and they're burning a lot of cars everywhere.
And if you tried to have a peaceful protest over what we all witnessed of the killing of George Floyd, you couldn't. Because these out-of-town thugs invaded the protest, and they were bussed in to rile up the crowds.
Yeah, some were arrested, but not sure what will happen to them.
Mm-hmm. We all know that they have done this before, but this time it's been in approximately 70 cities were somewhat invaded, some severely and more severely damaged than others, but including our closest town of Cleveland. And Minnesota's governor said the rioting is being staged and that international forces are also at work to destabilize the United States. Videos have now emerged showing evidence of pre-planning in many of the vandalized cities.
Well, you know, most know that master globalists are pulling the puppet string, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they are hired lowlifes. And many are white who need money. And get most of it from George Soros and other globalists who finance Antifa and other anarchist organizations. And they purposely use situations to cause chaos, extreme vandalism, to lock down the cities, even calling in the National Guard. And now President Trump is actually offering the military last night.
Well, you know what they say, never let a crisis go to waste.
Well, they sure don't. And there are scriptures describing such lawlessness, but let me set the stage, because Matthew 24 is actually describing the tribulation. But as we often say, and we'll say it again, these signs that we see today are just foreshadows on a much lesser scale to realize its prophecy, therefore to keep us from fear and therefore alert us so we can know of its soon arrival, producing more passion that is needed for the lost souls. And by the way, they're looking at what's going on.
Yes, they are.
Okay, let's read Matthew 24, verses 10 through 15.
And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Now this verse is referring to the tribulation saints along with the 144,000 then saved Hebrews from all 12 tribes who will be witnessing during the tribulation. Okay, verse 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Now this is fulfilled during the tribulation, when finally the whole world will have been witness to.
And then he returns with us in Revelation 19.
Amen. But back to the current lawlessness, it will abound, and now is. But also this word lawlessness, well, it has a dual meaning. You know, the Torah, the first five books of Moses in our Bibles, is also called the law. So it also means that there are those who will be Biblelessness.
In other words, ignore God's word.
Totally. Which is why 1 John 3:4 says,
whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
Now, as long as we're in Matthew 24, let's also read verses 6 through 8, because we see in verse 6 that Jesus speaks of wars and rumors of wars. Well, there's lots of rumors occurring right now, as with China and Iran, but more recently in Israel, as Netanyahu is very eager by July to annex portions of Judea and Samaria before the U.S. elections in November.
Details are in May's newsletter.
They are. And the Palestinians are openly warning that such a move will mean war.
And Jordan's king also said that annexation would lead to massive conflict.
And we also need to keep in mind that a major war between Israel and Iran could erupt as well. But probably rumors for now. For if this is the year, well, the peace plan has to happen. And the real wars will be during the tribulation. Okay, how about reading Matthew 24, 6, 7, and 8?
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation,
which means people,
will rise against people, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence.
Like Corona and a slew of others, even the swine flu is coming back.
And earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows.
Again, these verses apply to the beginning of the tribulation, and in fact match the seals in Revelation 6 pretty closely. So, we are already seeing it as warning signs of its coming arrival, and to all that many other global signs as well. As in strange weather happenings, droughts in one place and floods in another, cyclones, volcanoes are roaring and shooting ash way up into the air.
Approximately 24 volcanoes are showing signs of eruption.
And the earthquakes are off the charts. And not just small ones anymore. It's like 5.5 and over, and they're just not unusual. And the West Coast will eventually get the really big one. And many fault lines are rubbing on top of each other.
Predictors say this will be very high for hurricanes as well.
Mm. And what about all the giant swarms of billions of locusts in Africa, Middle East, and Asia, too?
Yeah, these swarms can travel up to 90 miles a day.
And when they descend on a farm, they can eat all of the vegetation in as little as 30 seconds. YouTube has some recent terrifying footage of these fairly large locusts, even blocking out the sun and destroying billions of dollars worth of crops.
And a big catalyst for famines.
Mm-hmm. Another foreshadow, because that, too, is prophesied in Revelation 9.
Yes, but they will be even bigger.
Well, true. And they're going to have teeth like a lion and actually a king over them.
Mm. You know what? I'm glad we're not going to be here for that.
You think?
Uh-huh.
I want to mention the famines again, because even the UN is using the word biblical to describe the famines that are beginning to emerge around the globe, warning that we are heading into, and I'm going to quote here, they say, the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. They predict 300,000 people a day could literally starve to death. And this does not include the increase of starvation due to COVID-19.
The pale horse of Revelation 6, I think.
Already. We're seeing many even food fights occurring, especially in Chile.
And don't forget the black horse.
Right. The global economy is facing depression. Here in the United States, more than 36 million Americans are out of work.
Hoping that changes quickly now.
But globally, it's looking bleak, which is what the globalists want. So to push us into the new world order and a cashless society.
Yeah, you know, I already, they wouldn't take my paper money at DSW Shoes in Menor. I had to bring out my card. They wouldn't accept the cash.
Yeah. Well, that's just going to be one of the excuses used. You know, bacteria lives on money.
And, you know, and then they can really trace every purchase we make.
Of course. But they will give us the promise that all our debts will be dismissed.
Easy bait.
Mm-hmm. But even in the midst of all the chaos that is still coming, God will be moving. Many hearts will experience a shift change.
And all these signs are a way to do that.
That's right. So be ready to offer the hurting another and better way.
A way of hope.
So let us give thanks in all things, for he's still on the throne. This is our opportunity to not let this crisis go to waste. Think of someone that you might even be able to call still tonight. He's stirring up the saints. We know you feel it. How could you not? Saturate yourself in his word.
Amen to that. Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila@shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message 2-440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Merton, Ohio. Please consider a love offering and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
And please share the letters with a friend.
Okay, we're continuing our study of the wolves in sheep's clothing.
We are. And just this week, I had another example to share with you, this time in a judge's cloak. As we have been saying, these enemies of true Christianity are capable of massive espionage and clandestine operations who infiltrate all levels of especially high society.
Yeah, you know, all government agencies, big banks, big pharma.
And, of course, churches. Our first example tonight is the so-called Republican Chief Justice Roberts, appointed by President Bush Jr., who, as he did with Obamacare, once again voted with the liberal judges, this time agreeing with the lower courts to limit the people attending church services to 100.
Yeah, this particular Protestant church in California has a usual attendance of 300.
That's right. And they took their grievance all the way to the Supreme Court because by now they feel they should be able to resume safely and open services to all, as our Constitution states regarding the exercise of religious freedom. So Justice Roberts actually compared it with secular limitations, when in fact religious freedom is a separate and protected right. The other justices even said they would have granted permission because churches should not have to be accountable to federal judiciary.
So, will the church obey?
Well, I'm not sure, but they are suing Governor Newsom. Anyhow, Justice Roberts is a Jesuit-trained infiltrator, a rhino, appointed by the skull and bonesman himself, as I said, President Bush, who is another rhino.
Yeah, Roberts attended Notre Dame grade school.
And then the all-boys Catholic boarding school run by many closet Jesuits. And the school's name is La Lumiere, meaning the light.
And then on to Harvard.
Justice Roberts is now a staunch elitist and a high member of the Knights of Malta.
And Opus Dei.
Yes, both secret societies originating from the Vatican. Justice Roberts, from early on, was a homosexual activist, and as a lawyer, would often offer his services pro bono.
After his famous vote on Obamacare, he quickly got out of Dodge.
Oh, he sure did. From the courthouse to the island of Malta, where the Knights often stay to have their private meetings. Remember the Loyola Society of Jesus, which, by the way, is a different Jesus that Paul even warned us about in 2 Corinthians 11:4. Anyway, it was originally organized soon after the split from Roman Catholicism in 1517.
Yeah, the Reformation.
Right, whose first goal was to then infiltrate the Protestants, cause confusion and division, and then try to reunite them back to Catholicism.
It took them 500 years, and now it's about to happen.
Under the guise of unity, mm-hmm. all religions uniting into one world religion.
Which is why we must leave so prophecy can be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Think about another scripture also in Matthew 24:5, which we have not read so far because we were actually saving it for such a time as this. Because it's striking, and again, right from the mouth of Jesus.
For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
This fits both the Society of Jesus and also the Vatican, who have always declared that the popes are the vicars of Christ, meaning in place of Christ, or in Latin, vicarius filii Dei.
Which equals the number 666 in Roman numerals.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. So, last week we talked about Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by the Jesuits and on a Good Friday for ending slavery and defending ex-Jesuit whistleblower Charles Chiniquy, whose book we do recommend, 50 Years in the Church of Rome is the title.
And has been reprinted for around $12.
I know. And it's remarkable, to say the least, how he really talks about the Jesuits. And do you remember Jim Jones?
Of the Jonestown Massacre.
Yes. Well, Jim Jones was a powerful warlock and a well-trained Jesuit. The Jonestown Massacre was a Jesuit-engineered media event intended to brand all fundamentalists as murderous fanatics. Despite his Jesuit background, the media portrayed Jones as a crazy, Bible-believing fundamentalist, hence casting aspersions on true Christians, like us, everywhere. And it was truly effective. Now, the Ku Klux Klan, too, was created by Jesuits following their failure in the Civil War in an effort to prejudice African Americans and liberal whites against Protestantism. They are, to put it mildly, a negative PR organization. As well, both of the Castro brothers, well, they were Jesuit trained too. Fidel from the age of 6. And did you know that Trotsky, Lenin, Hitler, and Stalin all had Jesuit training? People, please look all this up. It's easy to find. Now, let me leave you with this quick story. Remember the Titanic? Well, let me tell you something. It was built to be sunk. I know how this sounds, but here's the backstory. In 1910, 7 evil men of the Rockefeller's empire met on Jekyll Island to discuss a central bank in America. Sort of like the Bank of the Vatican, to draw money from in order to finance the coming wars and other things. They, led by the Jesuit general, now he's the big boss, who's also termed the Black Pope, wanted a bottomless reservoir. Now the Rothschilds were the banking agents for the papacy. You know, he's the White Pope of the Vatican. So the Morgan family out of London would soon join in. And these three families would do the bidding of the Jesuits and wanted to create the Federal Reserve Bank. But they encountered a glitch, a big glitch. Besides the counter-reformation that they were trying to do, the higher-level Jesuits' goal is to destroy constitutional liberty in America and to bring in the Pope for world domination. That has been their goal. But there had to be a secret bank to financially accomplish their goal. However, a few other very rich and powerful men said, no way. So they had to come up with a plan so preposterous that no one would suspect that it was actually murder, and certainly not by the Jesuits, who then ordered J.P. Morgan to build the so-called unsinkable Titanic. Many were then invited for a free cruise vacation, and some had to be coaxed. But the men the Jesuits needed to get rid of, well, they agreed to go. Now, Captain Ed Smith was highly experienced on those waters and had worked for J.P. Morgan for many years, and also a Jesuit coadjutor. Now, that's just a fancy word meaning Jesuit of the short robe, you know, like in a different career and not a priest. Now, Father Brown, who was Ed's master, was aboard and brought people with him, the right people with him. But how convenient that he departed the ship at their last scheduled stop on the coast of Queenstown. So Captain Ed was given his orders, and he faithfully, as per his oath, obeyed. He was speeding and had many telegraphs telling him to slow down. You can check this out. But he wouldn't, and he did hit the glacier. Only women and children could get into the unusually fewer lifeboats. So the men would perish. Also, instead of the captain using the red flares, well, he used white, which means everything was okay. So the floating palace was created to be the tomb for the unwilling wealthy. And by 1913, the Federal Reserve System came into being. And 8 months later, the Jesuits had sufficient funding to begin World War I. Which they did. More next time, but let me leave you tonight with these final words. What about you? Whose side are you on? Do you understand evil? Wouldn't you rather know Jesus? Well, you're running out of time. If you're listening tonight and just by mistake, let me tell you, it's no mistake. Now is the time. For you out there that already know the Lord, then tell others and get a burden for those who will be left behind. That's why I do this ministry, and sometimes it sounds awful, but I want you to understand what's coming. And by the way, every time you tell someone about Jesus Christ, you're getting another diamond in your crown, which he wants to give us. All right, so anyway, I hope you get a chance to tell someone about Jesus. Let them know things are happening. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6, 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the righteous in America. Those that are called by his name, we need protection. So pray for us, pray for all of us, and of course pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who really love her, talking about Jerusalem now, that's going to be our home. We're going to prosper in every way. And that of course is Psalm 122 verse 6. Hopefully that you'll have that memorized. But again, crazy times. Everything's pointing to his soon return. But we'll be watching for that peace agreement to see how that's going. And at this moment, it does sound like it's going to happen. And they want to get it done before the election. All right, Godspeed. Till next time. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.